As the research done on the brain becomes more accessible and intriguing to many, it has become more relevant to everyday life. This 3-pound organ is the most complex part of our body, harboring billions of networks and neurons that control simple things from motor skills and eyesight to emotions and decision-making. All of these different aspects that enable us to move, think, speak, hear, and function in society start to develop before birth and continue into our early adulthood. So then, if we accept these facts to be true, why is it that adolescents who commit crimes tend to be charged as adults when science tells us that our brains aren't even as fully developed as adults? On May 31st, 2014, in Wisconsin, two 12-year-old girls who were supposed to be having your traditional birthday sleepover on Labor Day weekend ended up luring a third party, another 12-year-old girl, out into the woods and stabbing her 19 times. They told investigators that it was to please the internet meme, Slender Man. Slender Man is a modern ghost story. Like his name, he is a tall, thin gray creature with no face, known to steal children or something of that sort. The two girls left the victim in the woods. The victim somehow managed to drag herself out of the woods and grab the attention of a bicyclist. She is alive and well today. The girls were found hours later and were arrested for concealing a 5-inch blade. They were tried for attempted homicide in the first degree, since they had been planning this attack for months beforehand. They were both recently found competent to stand trial and are being charged as adults. In the state of Wisconsin, adolescents over the age of 10 who commit severe crimes are tried as adults. If the girls' case is not moved to juvenile court, they could face up to 65 years in prison. To a conclusion of what should happen to the girls, you have to consider their age and development. It would be irresponsible not to. When someone of such a young age is found in a situation like this, and scientists try to explain it with neuroscience, they turn to the prefrontal cortex first. This front part of the brain harbors judgment and decision-making. This area is the last to mature. That's why adolescents have a hard time with judging risks and making long-term plans. These risk-taking endeavors are more prominently seen when adolescents are in groups based on a reward circuit in their brain that is activated when their peers are around. Another factor that explains behaviors and choices for adolescents is the brakes or restraints that adolescents have on these risk-taking choices and impulses. When taking these things into account, it's hard to decide what the punishment should be. Some make the argument that brains don't commit crimes, people do, but that doesn't exactly fit the situation. At the end of the day, sentencing a 12-year-old to 65 years of prison can only do more harm than good.